Health foods are God's productions, and He will teach His people in missionary fields so to combine the productions of the earth, that simple, inexpensive, wholesome foods will be provided. If they will seek wisdom from God, He will teach them how to plan and devise to utilize these productions. I am instructed to say, forbid them not. CD 272.2, Health Foods to Precede Advanced Phases of Health Reform, Letter 98, 1901, 408. In the field in which you are working, there is much to be learned regarding the preparation of healthful foods. Foods that are perfectly healthful and yet inexpensive are to be made. To the poor the gospel of health is to be preached. In the manufacture of these foods, ways will be opened up whereby those who accept the truth and lose their work, will be able to earn a living. The productions which God has supplied are to be made up into healthful foods, which people can prepare for themselves. Then we can appropriately present the principles of health reform, and those 273 who hear will be convinced of the consistency of these principles, and will accept them. But until we can present health reform foods which are palatable, nourishing, and yet inexpensive, we are not at liberty to present the most advanced phases of health reform in diet. To encourage development of individual talents, negative 376, CD 272.3, 1902, 7132, 409. Wherever the truth is proclaimed, instructions should be given in the preparation of healthful foods. God desires that in every place the people should be taught to use wisely the products that can be easily obtained. Skillful teachers should show the people how to utilize to the very best advantage the products that they can raise or secure in their section of the country. Thus the poor, as well as those in better circumstances, can learn to live healthfully. CD 273.1, Nut Ingredients to be Used Sparingly, Letter 188, 1901, 410. The Lord would have people in all parts of the world become intelligent in regard to using the productions of the soil in every locality. The products of each locality are to be studied and carefully investigated, to see if they cannot be combined in such a way as to simplify the production of foods and lessen the cost of manufacture and transportation. Let all do their best under the Lord's supervision to accomplish this. There are many expensive articles of food that the genius of man can combine, and yet there is no real need of using the most expensive preparations. CD 273.2, 3 years ago a letter came to me, saying, I cannot eat the nut foods, my stomach cannot take care of them. Then there were several recipes presented before me. One was that there must be other ingredients combined with the nuts, which would harmonize with them, and not use such a large proportion. 1/10 to 1/6 part of nuts would be sufficient, according to combination. We tried this, and with success. See Nuts and Nut Foods in Section XXII, 274, CD 273.3, sweetened crackers. Other things were mentioned. One thing spoken of was sweetened crackers or biscuit. They are made because someone likes them, and then many obtain them who should not eat them. There are yet many improvements to be made, and God will work with all who will work with Him. See sweetbreads, cookies, crackers, negative 507, 508, some so-called health confections, not harmless, negative 530, CD 274.1, 1902, 71-6, 411. Great care should be exercised by those who prepare recipes for our health journals. Some of the specially prepared foods now being made can be improved, and our plans regarding their use will have to be modified. Some have used the nut preparations too freely. Many have written to me, I cannot use the nut foods, what shall I use in place of meat? One night I seemed to be standing before a company of people, telling them that nuts are used too freely in their preparation of foods, that the system cannot take care of them when used as in some of the recipes given, and that, if used more sparingly, the results would be more satisfactory. CD 274.2, Hygienic Restaurant Service at Camp Meetings, 1902, 7041, 412. At our camp meetings, arrangements should be made so that the poor can obtain wholesome, well-prepared food as cheaply as possible. There should also be a restaurant in which healthful dishes are prepared and served in an inviting manner. This will prove an education to many not of our faith. Let not this line of work be looked upon as separate from other lines of camp meeting work. Each line of God's work is closely united with every other line, and all are to advance in perfect harmony. CD 274.3, MS 79, 1900-413. In our cities, interested workers will take hold of various lines of missionary effort. Hygienic restaurants will be established. But with what carefulness should this work be done? Those working in these restaurants should be 275 constantly experimenting, that they may learn how to prepare palatable, healthful foods. Every hygienic restaurant should be a school for the workers connected with it. In the cities, this line of work may be done on a much larger scale than in smaller places. But in every place where there is a church and a church school, instruction should be given in regard to the preparation of simple health foods for the use of those who wish to live in accordance with the principles of health reform. And in all our missionary fields, a similar work can be done. CD 274.4. Our restaurants do stand for Principle Letter 201, 1900-414. You will need to guard constantly against the introduction of this and that, which, though seemingly harmless, would lead to the sacrifice of principles that should ever be maintained in our restaurant work. We must not expect that those who all their life have indulged appetite will understand how to prepare food that will be at once wholesome, simple, and appetizing. This is the science that every sanitarium and health restaurant is to teach. CD 275.1. If the patronage of our restaurants lessens because we refuse to depart from right principles, then let it lessen. We must keep the way of the Lord, through evil report as well as good report. CD 275.2. I present these things to you in my letters to help you to cleave to the right and to discard that which we cannot bring into our sanitariums and restaurants without sacrificing principle. CD 275.3. Avoid complex combinations. Letter 271, 1905-415. In all the restaurants in our cities, there is danger that the combination of many foods in the dishes served shall be carried too far. The stomach suffers when so many kinds of food are placed in it at one meal. Simplicity is a part of health reform. There is danger that our work shall cease to merit the name which it has borne. CD 275.4. If we would work for the restoration of health, it is necessary to restrain the appetite, to eat slowly, and only a 276 limited variety at one time. This instruction needs to be repeated frequently. It is not in harmony with the principles of health reform to have so many different dishes at one meal. We must never forget that it is the religious part of the work of providing food for the soul, that is more essential than anything else. CD 275.5. The Mission of Hygienic Restaurants, 1902, 7055-416. It was presented to me that we should not rest satisfied because we have a vegetarian restaurant in Brooklyn, but that others should be established in other sections of the city. The people living in one part of Greater New York do not know what is going on in other parts of that great city. Men and women who eat at the restaurants established in different places will become conscious of an improvement in health. Their confidence once gained, they will be more ready to accept God's special message of truth. CD 276.1. Wherever medical missionary work is carried on in our large cities, cooking schools should be held, and wherever a strong educational missionary work is in progress, a hygienic restaurant of some sort should be established, which shall give a practical illustration of the proper selection and the healthful preparation of foods. CD 276.2, 1902, 7115-417. The Lord has a message for our cities, and this message we are to proclaim in our camp meetings and by other public efforts, and also through our publications. In addition to this, hygienic restaurants are to be established in the cities, and by them the message of temperance is to be proclaimed. Arrangements should be made to hold meetings in connection with our restaurants. Whenever possible, let a room be provided where the patrons can be invited to lectures on the science of health and Christian temperance, where they can receive instruction on the preparation of wholesome food and on other important subjects. In these meetings there should be prayer and singing and talks, not only on health and temperance topics, but also on other 277 appropriate Bible subjects. As the people are taught how to preserve physical health, many opportunities will be found to sow the seeds of the gospel of the kingdom. CD 276.3, Ultimate Aim of Health Food Work MS 10, 1906 418. When conducted in such a manner that the gospel of Christ is brought to the attention of the people, the health food work can be profitably engaged in. But I lift my voice in warning against efforts that accomplish nothing more than the production of foods to supply the physical needs. It is a serious mistake to employ so much time, and so much of the talents of men and women, in manufacturing foods, while no special effort is made at the same time to supply the multitudes with the bread of life. Great dangers attend a work that has not for its object the revelation of the way of eternal life. For comprehensive study of health food and restaurant work, see 7110131, CH 471-496, CD 277.1, Content Chap. 16 Sanitarium Dietary Rational Care and Good Food MS 50, 1905 419. Institutions for the care of the sick are to be established, where those who are suffering from disease may be placed under the care of God-fearing medical missionaries, and be treated without drugs. To these institutions there will come those who have brought disease upon themselves by improper habits of eating and drinking, and a simple, wholesome, palatable diet is to be provided. There is to be no starvation diet. Wholesome articles of food are to be combined in such a way as to make appetizing dishes. CD 281.1, MS 44, 1896 420. We wish to build a sanitarium where maladies may be cured by nature's own provisions, and where the people may be taught how to treat themselves when sick, where they will learn to eat temperately of wholesome food, and be educated to refuse all narcotics, tea, coffee, fermented wines, and stimulants of all kinds, and to discard the flesh of dead animals. CD 281.2, Responsibility of Physicians, Dietitians, and Nurses, Letter 112, 1909-421. It is the duty of the physician to see that wholesome food is provided, and it should be prepared in a way that will not create disturbances in the human organism. CD 281.3, MS 93, 1901-422. Physicians should watch unto prayer, realizing that they stand in a position of great responsibility. They should prescribe for their patients the food best suited for them. This food should be prepared by one who realizes that he occupies a most important position, inasmuch as good food is required to make good blood. 282, CD 281.4, 1905, MH 221, 423. An important part of a nurse's duty is the care of the patient's diet. The patient should not be allowed to suffer or become unduly weakened through lack of nourishment, nor should the enfeebled digestive powers be overtaxed. Care should be taken so to prepare and serve the food that it will be palatable, but wise judgments should be used in adapting it to the needs of the patient, both in quantity and quality. CD 282.1, Seek the Comfort and Goodwill of the Patient's, Letter 213, 1900-424. The patients are to be provided with an abundance of wholesome, palatable food, prepared and served in so appetizing a way that they will have no temptation to desire flesh meat. The meals may be made the means of an education in health reform. Care is to be shown in regard to the combinations of food given to the patients. Knowledge in regard to proper food combinations is of great worth, and is to be received as wisdom from God. CD 282.2, The hours for meals should be so arranged that the patients will feel that those in charge of the institution are working for their comfort and health. Then, when they leave the institution, they will not carry away with them the leaven of prejudice. In no case is a course to be followed that will give the patients the impression that the time of meals has been fixed by unalterable laws. CD 282.3, If, after dispensing with the third meal in the sanitarium, you see by the results that this is keeping people away from the institution, your duty is plain. We must remember that while there are some who are better for eating only two meals, There are others who eat lightly at each meal, and who feel that they need something in the evening. Food enough is to be eaten to give strength to sinew and muscle, and we are to remember that it is from the food eaten that the mind gains strength. Part of the medical missionary work that our sanitarium workers are to do is to show the value of wholesome food. 283, CD 282.4. It is right that no tea, coffee, or flesh